Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XX Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise. My name is Chris, and tonight I am joined by my two very good friends as we return to your screen.
Woohoo!
We got more, Chris.
Hey, we're back!
Hey. It's a party now, mate.
Hey.
We're back.
You.
That's all we got, though.
That's all we did.
We bought a 12-pack.
There's
but
four
we thought...
more in the car.
We're gonna do those on the way home.
Oh man, I was so unprepared for that.
What about
ridiculous.
That for a return, though?
Yeah,
oh, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Back what? With a bang.
Oh,
as we said, holy shit!
That would land you in the penitentiary.
We kind of spiked our fucking mics here, didn't we? But
welcome back to
the
XX Gaming Podcast, where we have been absent. Without leave for the last nearly 3 months, guys.
3 months, yeah.
First things first. What is going on, you ask, with the whole setup? We will get to that, so fear not.
I actually have kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah.
It's been up for so long.
Yeah, because we've done that many...
We have to address this.
Yeah. It's no longer new to us anymore.
No.
It's new to you watching.
Old news.
And anybody that is not watching, anybody that is finding this podcast on one of our other podcasting services, thank you. But if you head to YouTube, you will see what we are talking about. Other than that... Gentlemen, it is an absolute pleasure to be here again on this wet, windy, cold, blustery night. In our lovely warm studio. How have our days been today so far?
Today.
Just today, because just today. We will get into the whole... It's been such a long time that before we get into it, if you watching at home or listening at home, if you want to go grab a coffee or grab a beer or do whatever you want to do. Get yourself nice and comfortable. Get ready for...
Sounds like you're telling people to go away for a minute.
No, go away. Grab yourself whatever you want to get
yeah.
Before you come back, because what you're about to hear is 60 to 90 minutes of absolute audio pleasure.
Depending on the battery life of our camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should probably address that now, that there may be a couple of little hiccups.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Dee may have to go to the toilet once or twice more...
Than usual.
Than usual. Yeah.
I've been drinking a lot of water.
But we promise you we will try to bring you the best in audio and video manship. No.
How such a way with words. Yeah. He always had that. You know, season one was fantastic.
There's a load of fucking silly string.
Yeah, my first one was shot. I thought it went in his cup.
Oh, my first one didn't. Fire and blank space.
We're back. This is what
we're
missing.
Back. Yeah. Oh, it's so good to be back. At the same time, I'm so unbelievable. I am sweating profusely right
now.
Yeah,
we have the heat on here.
It's not even that.
We
have the fire lit over in the corner.
It's the excitement.
And it is.
That's what the flickering of the lights is. it's not that we couldn't nail our lighting with our fluorescent lights. It's the open fire in the corner.
We're going to show off our cool setup. We're going to talk about that, aren't we?
We're going to do a behind the scenes welcome to the studio video. At some point. Home of the empty promise. Gentlemen.
There we are. We're back.
Getting
we're
a little sidetracked already. How have our day has been, guys?
Today?
Just today.
Today
is
a podcast in and of itself, Chris. There's so much happened to me today.
Okay.
Really?
I went to work. And then I came here. Picked up pad on the way over.
That's hectic.
Like, it didn't stop. Not for a second.
No?
Not a second. No.
Are you being serious?
No.
I can't believe you had to ask.
Today was like, it was as the
sometimes
fucking
I don't know
most monotonous.
Can't stay there.
I love if there was just a piece of it just over the lens of the camera.
The whole time. Blurred out my face.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect. You could,
so, yeah, tell us a little bit about your day. You went to work.
That's about it.
Describe to me your work experience
went to work,
today.
Oh, you never knew what I had for lunch today.
Carbonara.
No.
No. Garlic bread?
We're gonna guess.
Well, I gotta do one more.
Okay.
Chicken curry.
No.
Okay, that's all three.
McDonald's.
Oh,
I know, right?
What a strange
so
turn of events.
I went because we don't have a spare battery for our camera. Unrelated to really anything to do with this podcast. But
that's something.
I went to a curry / PC World. Check.
I love how he does that. Yeah. He even done it in the message he sent us.
So it was curry / PC World, and I had to look for a battery for the camera, and they don't sell them.
No?
No, he says, go online. It's like, that's great.
Oh, thanks for that.
That is great for your business.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
So, the the electrical slash camera slash homeware.
Slash PC world, yeah.
PC world.
You know, that they actually say go to for all your needs.
Yeah.
You do, and they don't.
Go online there.
For all your podcasting needs, they advertise.
But, yeah, I was there, and I was kind of bummed, and I was like, oh, fuck, I have to get back to work for one. And I was like, McDonald's is here. That could be handy.
Okay.
I bet you it was.
Hang on, tell us a little bit. What did you have at McDonald's? Describe your meal.
So I was sitting there, I went to the drive-thru, and I was like, I go for a chicken and egg meal, like I like to do. I don't normally do that. I was like, no, gonna mix it up a bit. I had a Big Mac meal. In the back of my head the whole time, I was like, geez, yeah, I probably could eat four of those.
Yeah. You are four. Referring to the challenge?
I'm talking about the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot
of definitely happened. Have done two, no bar.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have been comfortable, but I could eat two without much hassle, I think.
Yeah.
I know I could do the four meals. Mm. That wouldn't be a bother. Like you said, it'd probably be the milkshake.
For those people listening that genuinely have no clue what the hell we're talking about, Pat filled them in on what.
I even forget what it was. Like I remember a bit of it. There is a Facebook page that was set up for guys to attempt the challenge. What was it? Four Big Mac meals.
Yeah.
And then was it just one milkshake at the
end? Four Big Mac meals. Large.
Yeah.
Large, yeah. But was it one milkshake or four?
Four milkshakes. Yeah,
was it four as well?
You get a drink with a meal.
Right, okay. So it was them four and... the guys will pay for it all for you. You have to film yourself basically doing it within, I think it was an hour. And if you couldn't do it, you had to buy them a box of beer. If you could do it, they would give you £100. And as far as I know, the page is still up and running and no one has won it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I try.
So you went through drive-through.
Yep. I drove through, if you will.
I don't know about you, Pat. I don't like drive-through food as much.
Really?
Yeah.
I prefer
food,
it.
Hey?
You're
a fool if you think it's different food. Like.
It is a different food.
You're a fool.
No, it is a different food.
I prefer it because it's quicker.
I don't.
Yeah, it probably is quicker.
I prefer... It depends.
Do you know why when you're starting in line, especially if there's people inside, and Neary is cat for it, there's always people in it.
No, he's actually right, because whenever I was driving past, I could look in and you could see a bunch of people fucking bunched up against
by the time I go in, order and sit down with my food, I would already have my food started. Yeah.
Although I
prefer to eat in.
No, I know from experience that like the key in like fast food restaurants is drive through is the number one priority. That's what brings in the most money. But there are times when something in drive through will mess up, and next thing you know, it's actually more beneficial to be in the store. I prefer to be in the store to eat my meal.
In the restaurant.
I prefer to eat it inside.
Yeah, the restaurant.
As opposed to eat my...
Don't like calling it a restaurant.
Eating in McCure. Yeah, that's a fucking loose
term. I don't like eating it in the car unless, like, you know, I have to go somewhere or... for the fact that I don't drive, so I'm probably in someone else's car.
That's probably the biggest factor.
I don't like being in someone else's car eating a meal.
Okay.
I feel dreadfully uncomfortable.
Fine then, we'll stop going to drive-thrus.
if we could. Okay, no. We've addressed it. Let's move on.
I've wanted to say this for 3 months. Couldn't find.
Every week.
We were going to do a whole web series on drive-thrus.
This is what it is now. It's no more about games. It's our experiences when eating out.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And where's up next? Costa. Mm. Costa have a drive-thru.
Costa.
What?
In Manchester. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Are we flying to Manchester to try Costa's drive-thru?
Are we not flying to Manchester?
No.
anyway.
We'll get back
so
to you.
Your McDonald's experience was a good one.
Yeah, it was very good.
I myself had a McDonald's over the weekend, but I'll touch on that when we get to that.
Get to the weekend. We're going to start today and we're going to go back one day and we're going to be going to the weekend.
We're going
to
go until we clear up these 3 months.
We've got 3 months to cover.
It's a long night ahead.
Oh, can we not just do like a montage for the 3 months?
Play a bit of music.
Fire. Can't sing anymore or we get done.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. So you went to Curry's, you went to PC World.
No, I went to Curry's slash.
There was no battery for your camera.
You didn't go to two places.
So you went to McDonald's.
Same shit.
They also didn't have a battery for your camera, so you got food.
Actually, no, fuck.
And then you went back to work.
Yep. And it was so weird. I was driving at lunchtime, so I was like, I could just drive home. Why don't I just drive home? Just felt like driving home, but I didn't want back in like a food.
You're an honest fool.
Yeah.
Finished your day at work, got pad,
yeah. Got that, yeah. Drove straight to
Did you get food after?
We did our...
And it was, it really was delicious,
wasn't
it?
I want to hear about your meal. Tell me. Let me guess where you went. Hungry Bros.
Did we not say that?
No.
Thought we did.
I seen his lapel earlier.
Ah, yes.
I was trying to get on his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the more tastier ones we've
had. Yeah, okay, what'd you get?
A half pounder with bacon. Ooh. And a chip.
Cheese?
No.
You don't do cheese?
Don't like it.
Okay. What'd you get?
The Hungry Bro.
Explain the Hungry Bro.
Small chip with salt.
I basically got what Patty got, except I got with cheese. I got a double beef burger with bacon and cheese. So I got a different burger from Patty, I guess. So
you got a bacon double cheeseburger.
A double.
Well, mine was a double too.
Bacon double cheese.
Mine was a double.
Yours was double too.
Yeah,
I got the exact same thing as Patrick except with cheese.
Was there anything else on it? Lettuce?
Just cheese.
Pickle?
Sauce.
Cucumber?
White sauce.
Okay. White sauce?
Wed sauce.
What kind of white sauce?
Wed sauce.
Oh, wed sauce.
Sorry. Tomato ketchup. Apologies. Got that and chips. Probably good chips as well. And they were.
The chips were amazing.
Chips are pretty good, but I've actually...
I
don't mind them, like but today they were really good.
I love the chips. I love the chips. Although recently I've... Papa Smurf just decided to fall off the shelf.
Had enough.
Recently though, I have found somewhere I prefer more for their chips and for their chicken, and we will get it very soon. It's in town. Do you know Waters filling station?
Yeah.
You know where they do like the takeout?
We down there, yeah.
Pad, you will love this chicken.
Yeah?
You will love this chicken and chips.
Is it Waters or Waters'
I think it's Waters's, but I say Waters's, but a lot of people just go, I'm going to Waters, and I'm like,
but is he called, like, you know, like,
he's easier to say
Water?
That.
Like,
yeah, he's John Waters. Water? He's Waters.
John Waters is.
Yeah, it's Waters, it's but I add the plural.
It's like, if that's no, never mind.
Am I saying the right thing? I make it plural.
Plurals is.
When I'm going to Waters's for chips's.
Waters's isn't right.
No.
Waters is right.
Waters is right, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found somewhere better. I highly recommend their two-piece fillet box.
We'll do a road trip there.
Incredible.
Maybe.
Yeah, we should literally just get one whenever. Like, it's literally 2 minutes in the road.
Wait, can we just pack up and go now?
I think, yeah, should we? Should we just leave? They'll come in your record, right?
We'll leave on here. We'll leave Papa Smurf in charge. You go for it, buddy.
So that was the height of your culinary experience today and your work experience.
Yep.
Pad, your work experience today.
I wasn't in work. Over the course from we were last on, I have went up to 6 days in work and cut back down to 5 days in work.
Why did you go up and then why did you cut back?
Went up for the money, Chris. No, I did. Genuinely, obviously.
Yeah.
Went up for the money, but it just wasn't busy enough, to be honest. Yeah, so.
Wasn't worth the 6 day?
No, it wasn't.
6 days is a lot, like 6 days a week.
It is a lot, but, you know. Yeah, has to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I couldn't do that, I think. 6 days.
It was tough. Like,
Do you have 2 straight days off, or do you have 1 day off and then 1 day later on?
Every Sunday off, and then, like...
It just depends.
You'll get told what your next day is.
Okay.
So it could be Sunday, Monday?
Could be.
Would you like that?
No, because then you have the long stretch back around to the following week.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, but just think it.
So now you're back down to 5 days.
Now I'm back down to 5 days.
Work's going well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And what did you do today?
Packed up my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been moving house shortly, so.
This guy's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
It is. It's you just have yet to move house, I'm assuming.
Oh, I've moved house.
I've moved.
Yeah, it's a horrible fucking house.
It is my uni house, which I don't think qualifies.
Yeah.
It's still horrible, though, because you have to pack shit up.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, moving to where we were.
You just moved out.
You have to move stuff in to move it back out, Pat.
Moving to where we are now, I think, was probably one of my family's most stressful experiences. Considering we had like 10 years of junk to get through. And then it was like, we actually had, remember we had the skip at our house for seemed like an eternity. It was just like one was going, the next one was coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years of memories
scrapped.
Don't miss them.
No. But yeah.
So obviously just been busy with that lately and all of this.
All this beautiful set. Will we address the set?
I think we should.
Yeah.
We dressed it. So now let's address it.
Where do we start?
What do you think? right in.
It's a pretty good start. Okay, so we had talked about doing this.
Zoli.
A while before we actually finished the last podcast. And it came to the E3 video, and then obviously Dee had to go away with work. But we'll get to that.
Thank you.
It was weird.
You're welcome. So Dee had to go away with work. I like Solid. Right. Solid.
Keep going for it there. Hey.
So Dee had to go with work, and then we were like, oh, it's okay, because once Dee comes back, we're gonna jump back into this, and we're gonna have our set built and ready to go for I think we said like middle of July. We'll start testing in August, see how it all looks.
Uh-huh.
And we got to the third week in August, and then a message was put into the group chat being like, guys, we should probably start building the set. we hadn't even opened the door since the last
since the
E3 podcast.
The key broke.
There's no word of a lie. It looks great, but this is. That's 2 days' work.
Yeah, it really is.
Not even
really. Two days' work, but like 25-hour days.
Yeah. That's very true. It was two long days.
Why are you
going
to sell us short in such a good job, you know?
I'm not selling us short.
The fucking brickwork took about a month.
<Damn this truth. laughs> But we got the stonemasoner in for that.
Yeah. You know. Holy shit. Yeah, no. We started off, obviously, we had all the supplies pretty much at our disposal. Like, you had the wood.
Oh, yeah.
We pretty much
always got the
that's it.
We had our seats, we had our mics, you know. Paddy had all our wires and all our new hardware and all.
Just new shock mounts.
Ordered.
I just can't even hear that.
Ordered. I wonder, actually, yeah.
Yeah, no, see, it's
picking. It's picking it up, yeah.
Let me say stop. Dum.
Ah,
minimal.
Good work on the shock mounts.
Pad. Not a bother.
But, so we had all those ordered, like, ages and ages ago, and then... They literally sat in my house.
Like, yeah, they like, did. Yeah, this
we,
for a while,
we should
yeah.
probably do something with these. We came up, me and you came up to put up the wood. So we tell the story about the wood? Let's tell the story about the wood. So we took the wood up. Pat doesn't even know the full story.
What story is this?
Okay, so when...
How many stories have you?
Lots of stories.
Oh, the painting story.
Yeah, we did tell Pat that.
Did I get the short version?
You got the short version.
Oh, we'll go on ahead then.
So... As you can see, the wood is, it didn't come this way. We had to treat the wood. We had to assemble
it,
the wood.
It with paint.
Yeah.
Dee sat up all night once, just hugging it.
Yep.
Before the day we got the wood up on the wall, we had this like the stain, like this varnish, and we decided that we were going to just put a little bit on as a test, come back the next day, see how it looked. I came back early the next day, and it was actually me and Ashton came up, and we decided to continue to stain around the corner. You know, get as much done, and then you were going to come up in the evening time, and we were going to go get more paints or whatever and finish off the set. Turns out, whenever we had that done, and me and you went into town and we bought our wood treatment, we came back out and we had like one brushstroke applied, and it was an entirely different color.
Yep.
It said the same thing on the tin.
It was the same make. It was the same brand, and it was the same like color like of paint on the tin.
There was a difference though, wasn't there? There was one small thing he's missed.
Yeah,
a tiny.
One was wood stain, the other was wood treatment.
Yeah,
and
we little thing, different color of
details, eh?
Anyway,
yeah.
I gotta run to the.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, we were staining the wood, and we continued to do that. We did the whole thing first of all, and then this corner section was just completely dark, completely out of the way, just a completely different color. We're like, shit, what are we gonna do? So I think Dee said it's okay if we just maybe second coat it. So we kind of let it dry first of all, wasted a bit of time, second coated it, still nothing. We're like, shit, what are we gonna do? So inevitably, we came down to the decision that the only thing we could do was remove the wood from the wall, unscrew it all, flip it over, screw it back in. And repaint the entire thing, which, to Dee's credit, he did in remarkably quick time. And we were able to get then the trim up whenever you came up that night, I think. And
I think the
brickwork, as you can see, was done. I apologize, obviously, to any of those who are finding this on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever now.
Yeah, but they can't see it.
You can't see it.
Go on to YouTube.
Yeah, and you will see it there. But I have to say, I'm incredibly proud of the work that we did put in such a short period of time.
It was one of them promises we made you and actually stuck to.
Yeah.
It's a first.
It is a first, yeah. Home of the delayed promise.
Yeah.
The prolonged promise, if you like. But yeah, after we kind of got the set done, it was a matter of kind of rebranding the image, if you like, just to try to make a go at this this podcasting and YouTubing business over the next couple of months to years to God knows when. So we decided that we just wanted the cleaner look. We kind of rushed into it the first time around, I think.
Yeah, we did. We definitely did.
Now we're back. So,
and I'm back.
Did you enjoy your pee?
I did, yeah.
You enjoy your tinkle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kind of feel like you're bringing a lot of attention to it.
Yeah, okay.
But a lot more seamless and better.
Gentlemen, can I ask a very important question?
You may.
In the 3 months that we have been absent.
Without leave?
Tell me that you played some good games.
Pad?
D?
The absence says it all. Yeah.
Man, I don't even know what have I played.
I'll tell you what, the only thing I have actually had a bit of time to play was the Crash Remastered.
Yes.
That really was the only...
Was it?
Yeah, it really
was. Let's lead with that then, Pad. Tell us.
I loved it. I'm enjoying it, actually. I'm not even done. I'm still on game one.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking hard.
That was a ridiculously hard game. And not for the fact that it was just a hard game. They just didn't do it much justice with the control system this time.
Do you think so?
No. Yeah.
I can see...
Yeah.
I can see how people are saying it. Because it is slightly different. But to me, I'm still enjoying it.
I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I thought it looked and sounded...
It looks great, yeah.
Brilliant. But like... Crash moves a hell of a lot differently than he used
to.
Yeah,
he does, actually.
And I understand that because the generation that we're in now and how things have to probably work or whatever.
It's all fast-paced.
Bam, bam, bam.
Fuck your thing.
Remember Chris stole that thing for Patty? You know, the whole bam, bam, bam thing? Yeah, that
was crazy. But yeah, so you're still enjoying it?
I am enjoying it, yeah. But like I said, I haven't had much time.
You were stuck on... a level for quite a
Road to Nowhere.
Which Jesus. I'm sure anybody listening to this that has played Crash knows the
and if you haven't, don't go near it.
Play it
up to that point.
Best game I played all summer, but don't go near it.
Oh no, play it up to that level and then go to game two.
Go to game two.
Yeah.
I haven't played it and don't think I will play the remaster.
I think you will if it comes to Xbox. Do you not? Actually, do you honestly not think so?
Chris, even when I get my PlayStation, I don't think I'm going to bother buying it because like it does look good. And like I appreciate what they've done, you know, they've given it a nice, you know, spit polish and all that there. But like, you know, I'm just not fucking.
I don't know, like, there's still a great element of fun
Crash,
to it.
Like. It's not like I don't like Crash.
Yeah,
I
but love Crash. You will enjoy it as much, I think.
I probably will enjoy it, like, but you know, I don't think I'd ever like go like a man must go get Crash.
But like, if you see it,
you wouldn't usually have to give it to me.
If you see it in a bargain bin for like 15 quid,
no, I wouldn't get it for 15 quid.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Five for a game,
yeah.
Yeah, but the games are 10 years old. Like, no, I wouldn't pay 15 quid for it, no.
What would you pay?
Like, maybe a tenner.
Wow.
A push.
Jesus, seriously.
I'm not pushing buying the game. Like, I got Doom for a tenner.
Yeah, that's very true.
I didn't.
I got Doom for a tenner.
But you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I got Doom for a tenner.
If I wanted to get the...
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
If I wanted to get the Crash Bandicoot trilogy, I'd probably get them all old school.
No.
Don't like cost it. You a fucking fortune. No,
probably would do. Probably
yeah, but at least he's getting the authentic experience.
That's it.
I know, but we all know and love that, and that'll never change. It's just, it was nice to see it re-brought back to life.
It's nice to see it bring, I like the way that it brought a lot more people back into enjoying Crash. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it did well. I think it lasted like the top of the UK chart.
For a long time.
For 6 or 7 weeks, yeah. I think. Granted, nothing was really pushing for its spot, but at the same time, it did well.
See, that's the thing. I think I'd prefer to see a new game, a fresh idea, going to take that top spot. Because like it's like films now. It's like the only things that are on top, you know, break the records of blockbuster films is going to be a sequel.
Yeah,
a sequel or a remake or a reboot. It's not going to be like I don't know, fucking like if The Matrix came out today.
I don't know if I'd be pushed in seeing that, to be honest with you.
The Matrix?
If The Matrix 2 came out today, oh yeah, I'm all over it.
No, like a new one, like a new cast and all.
But I mean, if it never happened, it only started today.
Oh, yes, you see,
know, this like world that we live in.
So you didn't play anything else?
Didn't play a whole pair, no.
No?
I have Friday the 13th sitting there, but I want to record it. So
I
haven't got into it too much because I want it to be sort of new to me when I get around to it. So
Dee, what about yourself? How was your gaming experience over the last couple of months?
I'm trying to think.
Do you want me to go with mine in case I jog any experience memories?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I started off, I think, at the time we did the last podcast. I don't even remember what I was playing back then.
long ago,
but I know that over the summer, I think mid-July, we started our Minecraft series.
Yeah.
We did. We started a hell of a base there.
In that it is hell.
And that right up until, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, that's mainly what I was focused on. I was just dipping in out of that. I didn't want to play anything else. I bought Formula One 2017, which I have to say is, for a Formula One fan, a wet dream. It's the only way I can really put it. It's an incredible experience. I bought Doom Trials and Metro Reda the other day.
Redux. I don't know.
Is it Redux?
I
assumed it was French and it was like Reda.
Reda?
But I didn't know. However, Paddy, what do you hear this, right? So apparently there's like a, what is it, like a bug?
Oh yeah, I remember explaining this.
Like a glitch, bug or a glitch. There was something wrong with the Metro Redux digital copy, that it was switching off people's PlayStations.
Right.
And the same fault is transferred onto the disc, onto the hard thing there.
How does that work?
I don't know, because every time I get to like a certain point in the game within the opening 5 minutes, my PlayStation, it's only the PS Slim, I think, is having this problem. Oh. It is shutting itself down.
I'm going to shut this thing down.
It literally will go no further. Sure. It will not allow. And it doesn't even give you warning. It's literally just as if like your electricity has just switched
it's
off.
It's madness.
So I checked. I was reading through like the forums and stuff, and people were saying, yeah, you know, this was a major problem with the digital download. And
surely they sent out a patch.
That's what I thought, but a lot of people were saying that they've either haven't had a patch or they've tried something and it hasn't worked. So I honestly don't know what I'm supposed to do with this game yet. I haven't looked into it too much because I've enough to play at the minute.
But you have obviously used the disc.
Yeah.
That's madness.
I know. I would expect with the disc that would surely be the one that wouldn't upset the console.
Yeah.
There is a serious fault. I was really worried because I thought that my console was overheating.
No.
And I was like, oh crap.
Yeah. At least, it's better that it is just a stupid glitch in a game.
I'd rather that than the actual hardware be faulty itself.
But it's just ridiculous. You go and you buy a physical disc, you put it in your
game
station.
Your game
goddamn game station.
Shuts it down. Like.
I know.
I'm shutting your butt down.
I was really annoyed because I was kind of getting into the story as well. I put on Doom and I played the first two chapters in Doom, and I was like, I'm going to play the first two in Metro. I'm going to see which one I prefer, and then I'm going to go with that story first. Turns out it's Doom I prefer.
Strange.
Yeah, Doom is an excellent, excellent
Christopher's
game.
Christopher's going to have a review for Metro up next week. Like, good game, very short.
Only be five minutes long. Yeah. So
the opening 5 minutes, incredible. But yeah, I bought those. I bought Trials, which me and you had a little play at yesterday.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
I did enjoy
it. It's like a little two-stick kind of...
It's more two sticks. Two sticks, two triggers.
Oh, two triggers, I mean, and then the two sticks. What is it? How do you explain that? It's like a...
It's just like
do you know Trials? No.
No.
Do you ever play Adrenaline Challenge on the PC?
No.
Okay.
I think a lot less people have heard of
Adrenaline Challenge than we think of. Okay. So you're on a motorbike?
Line Rider. It's like Line Rider.
Yeah, your back... One back button is accelerate, the other is brake.
And you have to... Yeah.
You just get through the course?
I would like that.
It's a very good thing. It's
fun, but it's also difficult.
It's highly addictive.
Just give us 5 seconds here.
Okay, we're back.
Is this going to be in? Are we leaving this in?
No. I can actually, I'll take that.
I love the cut. That's horrendously
so
dirty. It's just like, so as I was...
It's so, okay, we're back. It's so season one, the leaf stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah.
For sure.
It's like, unedited?
Season two.
Please, we're going to edit the shit out of this.
All out of order now. Like, we'll start at the end, we're going to do some flashbacks. Yeah.
We're going to Nolan this shit up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tell it.
It's just going to be random segments, yeah?
Like Dunkirk. All floating in at different like, what do you call those transitions, you know?
Oh, yeah,
we're one flipping in, then we're going to star wipe into, like,
I have, like, three segments of it all going at once.
Obviously, yeah, or three faces. We're talking about entirely different things. Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
I expect to see this on Friday.
I see it. But the other, obviously, I played Crash Bandicoot as well. We played Rocket League together.
Oh, I love that.
Which was a very fun and addictive little game.
I really want to buy it, but I can't.
You can't because it was free.
I can't,
I can't bring that. Did I send you the picture? €40.
What picture?
Pre-owned for Rocket League.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, you did, yeah.
€40.
Disgraceful.
That is disgraceful.
It was free.
It was free.
It was free. It went to, what, like a tenner? And then it went back up?
It did.
It used to be very
$5.99.
I got mine for £20. Like, so
$5.99 then. No. I think the latest time I checked it there was $21.99.
Wow.
Like.
I don't think I'd pay anything over like £10 for that game. For
I
the
would
fact
not
that I know it was
pay
free.
A penny.
But it's never going to come back to free until it comes back to like Games with Gold or some shit.
Definitely.
Which is,
I don't think it'll ever go back down below
£20.
It will.
And it's definitely worth £20.
It is.
Yeah.
I would spend 40 on it happily. That's how much I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Only
I can't do
the fact you know it was free.
Yeah.
It was free.
But
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure whether it be a year from now, PlayStation will put it on their monthly.
Yeah,
games.
It'll just hit some
to.
Sort of ceiling.
Yeah.
But yeah, we played it, and then the last big one that I've just recently finished was Uncharted. Decided I needed something to play after Minecraft, and I sank my teeth into the Nathan Drake Collection. Which again, I'm having more installation problems with. But apart from that, I managed to platinum the first game. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And there's actually a blog up about that. If you want to go read the experience,
check that out on our
video,
website.
Yeah. But there's
here.
No, I'm gonna have to
put that in.
Yeah,
we should keep doing this.
Are you gonna move
check
it?
Out a, check out that video over there.
Are you gonna move it with it?
I'm gonna have to try, aren't I?
Oh,
or else I'm just gonna leave him in, and he's just gonna look like an idiot. So.
I look like an idiot 80% of the time.
Only 80.
But yeah, that was pretty much the highlight of my game. There was a lot more, but honestly, to summarize it all, that's probably the best way I can do it. Otherwise, we'd be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh, I near laughed at the start.
Why?
Home.
Home. Home. Empty Promise. It never went that way again.
Is that what you laughed? I thought you laughed because he didn't. Did you say Home the Empty Promise in the first?
Oh, he did, yeah.
I thought he said, come for the game, stay for the truth first. And it was like, what's
I did.
Happening?
That's what I do. We come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home.
Home the Empty Promise.
The Empty
Promise. We're very organized.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's always been the way, D. Watch our previous podcast.
I do.
Just read the damn auto cue.
Oh, yeah. Kurt.
I should have worn my fucking glasses.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I was wondering why you were so off tonight.
Oh, yeah. What games have I played? Well,
yeah.
I've been playing.
What does that say?
What is it? No, Deus Ex Human Revolution is what I'm playing. No. Mankind Divided.
Mankind.
Mankind. All right. Team.
Deus Ex Mankind.
Yeah, so I've been playing that. Thank you for that, Chris. You just fucking
not a problem,
devastated
dude.
Me.
Always here to fuck it up.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
what?
You can't read it.
You cannot read that.
So no. What are you? So what did you play previously?
Just said, and then you
have you been playing Mankind?
Tuck the piss
the
out
entire me. 3 months.
Mankind Divided.
The entire.
I'm
three
going
months.
Chronologically in reverse. So I've been playing it.
See, I was
going
to ask you. Now I'm going to have to go back and ask you now, Pat. Like, what are you playing now? And I'm going to have to do the same thing because he's went and fucked it all up.
We're doing this again. Okay. So right now I'm playing Mankind Divided. Mankind, I cannot say that. Mankind Divided. And that's about it. That's what I played this last year.
Are months. You enjoying this game? Didn't you tell me that you're doing some kind of play where you're not allowed to kill anybody?
No. I haven't done that. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah. There's like an achievement or something going for like, don't kill anybody the whole way through the game. So take them all out stealthily. You can knock them unconscious. You can tranquilize them, stun them, stuff like that. Hide the bodies so you don't get caught. I enjoy playing
Hitman's
that.
A game I'm toying with, Ban.
Yep.
And Steelbook 2 for 20 quid.
Ooh,
brand
like,
new.
That's
Argus.
The game that released in like parts. So it was like a season structure.
Yeah.
Episode 1, 2, 3 or something like that. That's pretty cool.
But I just like Hitman and I like Steel. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer, right?
So what happens if you're playing that and somebody accidentally dies? Can they like
depends
fall?
If it was your fault.
And can you reload it?
You could reload it, yeah.
Yeah.
You could, but that'd be cheating, Chris.
No, yeah, well.
It wouldn't feel right.
Spam your way
there
through.
There was one where I did actually have to reload it because I was moving a body and the game completely glitched out and like his legs started twirling and fucking about all over the place.
Love it.
And his head basically like jumped off of the ground, dead, but like an unconscious body, and his head got wedged into a fucking like frame, picture frame. And I like pulled him back down and
yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, you're joking.
And I did not do that. Like,
he obviously broke his neck.
He broke his neck.
Wow.
Spasming. So I just reloaded that and didn't count.
Okay,
I love shit like that.
But like, there's a bit where you have to like escort it, like you have to knock a guy out and like sneak him the whole way out of this like fucking like lockdown safe house. And got him right the way out of the building. Then I looked down, there was like a like 20-foot drop, and I was about to just like throw him off, and I was like, oh no, and just held him up because he hit a fall and he would have died.
Yeah,
and that would have been on.
Games glitch a lot, don't they? Like FIFA's cat for
FIFA
for glitching, yeah. One I seen was it yesterday, the day before, the guys.
Is this the latest?
Knees
season?
Were bent up. No. 17.
I seen that. They're just like,
and they were running along.
Yeah. They're like celebrating a goal. Their
yeah.
Legs like pointing at each other, fucking rotten.
Okay, so Deus Ex.
Deus Ex, good game. Minecraft, better game.
Yeah.
Wow. Minecraft.
Better game.
Minecraft is fucking terrific.
And you, like myself, are very excited for the 4K
yeah, the super
update in Minecraft.
It's a thing I can't get my head around.
Like how are they going to do this?
No, but the
game
it's
itself.
It's a blocky game. Like it's
yeah, it's a block yeah. game. Like
have you,
know,
you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
360.
It's got nothing to do with the graphics. It's all about the lighting, hey. The water doesn't look like, you know, blue water. It like shimmers and stuff. Like yeah. it just looks so much better.
No, I can understand this is what they're doing, but I think it's a game that could have went without it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You it's know? Optional. It is optional.
Oh,
you
is
just
it?
Switch
yeah.
it on and off in the settings.
I'm very much so going to have it on.
You may as well have it on if you get that specific
well, that's yeah. like.
Thing. Like, you know.
I probably will get it. Like, that's going to be
yeah, I'll get it too.
It'd be worth it. But that's basically it. I mean, like, Minecraft... Human Revolution.
Rocket
no,
League.
Not Human Revolution. Fucking Mankind.
Did we play anything? No, we always... We
had fought it, but that was...
Yeah, but any time we met up after that was always just kind of Minecraft.
It was just Minecraft.
Just in and out of Minecraft the entire time.
Our little world.
Working on our base, which will be brought to you hopefully soon enough. The
Whenever it's good enough to show off.
The opening...
Yeah. A while away.
Yeah, yet. The opening of the XZ Emporium.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
All your gaming needs.
All right, enough. An yeah. Emporium is a place that sells.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. We
like
sell the, hopes and dreams.
Like Ned's left hand emporium.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Leftorium.
Yes,
the Leftorium,
course, the
yeah.
The Leftorium.
So, what are you playing at the minute? Deus Ex?
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
I have no, like, nothing on the horizon that I want to, like, play.
Well, FIFA's out at the end of the month and I'm living for it.
You turned up, eh?
Yeah.
What are you playing at the minute, man?
Nothing.
Well,
Crash when I get a chance, but... And then we have Assassin's Creed in October. What's in November? Something big in November.
Call of Duty.
COD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
COD of Duty, yeah. Yes.
One of the...
World War Dose.
One of the Call of Duty games that I am actually very excited for.
Yeah. Yeah, they
aren't
definitely.
I'm looking forward
yeah.
to it.
Even though everything in the past has always told me that, you know, not to get excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to... We shouldn't be giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No.
But it does look damn good.
It does, yeah.
Although none of us got a chance to play the beta.
No.
Like,
no.
Although, yeah. watching footage of it, they have it right. For
yeah.
the first time in many years, they have
yeah.
it right.
A couple of things, obviously, that we've, you know, from what I've heard from communities and stuff, is just that they need a, you know, all the obvious things.
Like yeah, like
spawn
weapon. Spawn points is massive in Call of Duty, but they're
OP
always
weapons,
bad.
Shit like
they're
that.
Always
yeah.
bad. Where, and overpowered weapons, yeah.
Overpowered weapons is always something, though. I don't think, like...
They do it every beta and then turn them down massively.
Yeah, but then there's always that one that always kind of, that comes back, but there's always something that people would give out about this OP
yeah.
no matter what.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, we never got a chance to play the beta, but it's something that I'm very, very looking forward to playing, purely for the fact that they've taken it back to
it can't
World
be
War
any worse than last year. It really can't.
No.
So,
but
and for to include, like, Normandy and all, that's massive.
I'm toying with the idea of going back and playing the Infinite Warfare campaign, purely because I've heard that it's a fantastic campaign.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard that from a couple of sources now, and I'm just like...
Call of Duty's like... The campaigns are nothing to me. I don't even look at them, to be honest.
No?
No, I'm straight online.
That's what got me into Call of Duty, I think, way back, was the Modern Warfare campaigns in particular. The first Call of Duty game I remember playing and actually enjoying was obviously the original Modern Warfare.
Mm.
And from that, I stuck to the campaigns, and then they started getting... really kind of shitty and tacky, and that's where I lost faith.
Yeah.
They relied too much on these big set pieces. Didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I've played Infinite Warfare campaign.
And?
I didn't love it.
No?
Couldn't get into it again.
Wow.
It was like, we're in space, this is fucking crazy. It meant to be epic, and I was like, I'm not really into it.
No?
Like, there's bits
the
where
the only
like
thing I liked
about
Infinite Warfare was how fast-paced it was.
The multiplayer?
Mm.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
But even the gameplay itself...
But even it stole a heap of stuff from, like, Titanfall and the one that came before it.
Destiny
the one
was
the,
very Destiny-like.
The fucking Advanced Warfare, that one was...
Oh, yeah.
Exosuits.
You know,
robots,
all
that sort of
stuff.
That shit.
That's
Advanced
why
Warfare.
Battlefield 1 did so well, because it went back to its roots.
The only reason I liked Advanced Warfare was Kevin Spacey.
Didn't. I never played it again. So.
I didn't give the campaign much of a chance after... Yeah, the opening, like, 4 or 5 acts.
Really?
I was like, nah.
I didn't mind them.
I wasn't buying into the whole exosuit shit. I didn't enjoy
yeah.
it at all.
I like the way they incorporated it in, but then they relied heavily on it, so.
After Ghosts, I was just so let down.
Ghosts was a fuck. I didn't play much of it because
yeah.
the campaign just was not doing
The only piece
fun.
Of the campaign I liked was the last, like, 30 seconds. And then that was it. But, yeah, obviously we're looking forward to that. Assassin's Creed, as you said as well. For
yeah.
once again, I'm excited for the Assassin's Creed game, and I want it to be good, but
I have no input in Assassin's Creed talk. Is it like you all know my history?
Like all
the
previous Assassin's Creeds, I'm kind of Assassin's Creeds.
Assassin's Creed.
I know to.
I love their latest picture though. You know him standing on the Sphinx's head. Sphinx. Class. Yeah.
I think because it's set in Egypt, it appeals to me an awful lot.
Yeah. It will be good. They've all been good. They've not been great.
Yeah.
You know, they're all adequate games. Like.
Yeah.
But we need more.
It's October.
October, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, FIFA is this month.
Oh yeah.
Assassin's Creed next month, and then
Call of Duty.
World War II.
And then December.
I don't think December has an overly big release game that I know of anyway.
Apparently Bethesda have another game to come out before this year's out.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Whatever.
We have that in the news segment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah, so will we just move on to that?
I think
shall
that's
we segue into news? News?
Yeah. Just remember that you can find, obviously, this podcast. If you are watching it on YouTube, well done, you found us. but if, of course, you are now listening on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that the video version is, of course, available on XI Gaming's YouTube channel. So go find us there. If you could drop us comments or a like or anything, just get involved, get in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts and opinions on just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be very grateful for that.
Get in contact and tell us something to talk about as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we'll give
you
a shout out.
Yeah, we are hopeless when it comes to that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We need help. We need as much assistance as we possibly can for topics. have we a topic tonight? We have a topic tonight.
Yeah, we have a topic tonight.
Nice.
Although, just based on what you were saying there, I did come across a bit of news that was leaked by...
Is this the news? Are we doing the news now?
Yeah, we're in the news.
We just slid right in there.
Yeah.
let me see if I can find it. Because it was leaked. It was leaked by Target, believe it or not.
Target.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what this is. Guys, don't you have my phone?
Nah, bro. You stupid son of a bitch.
This is really awkward now.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have my phone?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Oh, cool.
He says nothing.
I took it on camera years ago.
No, yeah. No, yeah, I just got a piece of news on my phone that I wanted to share it with you guys.
So, apparently, Bethesda's new game is the new Game of Thrones game.
What?
Which would tie in perfectly. There wouldn't, in my opinion, be a better company to do that, considering they have all basically the foundation to make that game exactly what they want to do with it. Apparently, Target leaked that on their website.
So they like put up a listing for Game of Thrones Bethesda game or something?
Yeah.
That's good. I'd love to see that before Christmas.
No more information on it, despite hopes. But yeah.
So that could be a
ballsy move to say nothing about a Game of Thrones Bethesda game until, like, if it's released this year.
It is.
Partly
year.
So, yeah.
Yeah
before the end of the year.
Yeah. Imagine just going in, like, November. Oh, yeah, Game of Thrones coming out in a month.
Wow. Yeah.
Good luck.
And it could be... I don't know, I might give that a go. I haven't even watched the series yet, but I think...
Fuck out of that, because it'd be Skyrim, except it would be like that, like lore and that world.
I would love to see... Although I heard a while ago there was talks about like... and it was literally just rumors about a Game of Thrones open world game. Is that this?
I think that is it.
That was just rumors and it was just, you know... We're
no
just
smoke without spitball. Fire, Chris.
Yeah, hopefully that is.
I think that is it, yeah.
When was that news put up, do you know?
Today.
Oh, okay.
Moments ago.
Okay.
Just in here, John.
Yeah. Hot off the press.
So Bethesda do Game of Thrones.
That's it.
We
right?
hope.
Well,
possibly.
Yeah, I suppose that's not confirmed. That's the first I've heard of that as well.
Like, so. And a bit of Call of Duty news, which I think you might have came across as well. That next year's game will be set in modern day, which is pretty cool too. Like
the next iteration.
The next one, right, so not this November.
It's,
next.
Yeah. Have you got any more on that?
Like just what
because
the article says, but you tell me.
Yeah, it's not actually that it's 100% set in modern day. What it is there was a post-op for a system designer that Activision are looking at, system designer. And with the post, what do you call that? Not specifications. What do you call that when you get in a job? Like recommendations, requirements?
Uh-huh.
Is someone who has, a deep knowledge of firearms and modern military technology.
Oh, right.
A little bit. Doesn't really mean anything.
Exactly. So it's not to say that this is going to be a modern Call of Duty, but when you see something like that, you do kind of assume that it will be set kind of towards the future. But I know a lot of fans After seeing like this one go back to World War II, are kind of hoping that, you know, they're going to stay.
Well, who's making the next game? Is it Treyarch? Black Ops people?
Yes, because they're potentially tying with Black Ops 5 or what? 4?
Oh, yeah.
Or what it's going to be, you know? Yeah. Will they go with that or something?
I think they should.
I'd like to see the Cold War.
Yeah, I'd love to see the Cold War.
Because that's the next kind of logical step if you want to stick in with the timeline at the minute. But obviously that would be...
They're different studios. So yeah, I know. About the timeline.
But they usually stay right and close together, you know, in terms of like... So Advanced Warfare had all your accesses and all.
Yeah.
So this year, or last year's was Infinite War, which was a completely different company, and they stuck with Axel Suits and all. So you never know in that sort of way.
But then it jumped right back to World War II. So.
On the flip side, though, you did have Modern Warfare, and then you had Black Ops, which jumped back into like Soviet War and stuff.
That would be cool if they did kind of a mix of both. That would be interesting.
I think for the next couple of years anyway, stay away from space and future. People have had
bring it back. Bring it back. Give us real life wars. I'd like to see that.
If you're gonna do a space game, like make it about space. Don't make it like a military shooter. Just space.
I'm still waiting on a Vietnam Call of Duty Vietnam.
I don't know that would be a fucking that would be a ballsy move by them. Like,
it's a very ballsy. There's a lot of who would you play as? Would you play as like American soldiers?
Yeah, you would assume so.
I wouldn't play that game.
I
wouldn't either.
I'd base all this off Platoon.
Of course, I would. I'd play the game. There's no point in me saying I wouldn't play the game. I'd play it. I probably wouldn't enjoy what I'm doing because I know, obviously, of you know what.
I'd be on like Platoon. But I'd play it. What's the one?
Maybe you'd
Apocalypse Now, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I don't do that.
You know? Maybe you play as like that would be very like Homefront-y, wouldn't it?
I would like to see a Homefront game.
Oh god, I wouldn't.
There is a Homefront game. Yeah, obviously nothing to do with the show. Like,
but but not the Homefront game was hard. It was based in America. Like,
horrible.
No, I would play it. I said horrible.
Oh, I thought you said hard.
No. I thought you said hard.
Yeah. It's hard and horrible. Horrible and hard, but I'd like to see one on like a, yeah, like in a jungle or something like that. Like you know, like proper
warfare
or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Fucking
I have. Did any of you get this little bit of news that I thought was fucking mental coming from the latest South Park game?
Oh, is this with the
That's mental.
Can you
but
clear
that's
this up? Have you got something on this? Because I literally read like the tag for it, and I was like, "Is this?"
Yeah. So, opening fucking article sentences: South Park: The Fractured Butthole is harder if you play as a black or transgender character.
No, I read it the other way about. I thought it's like. When you pick your difficulty, it changes your character.
No. Well, it says,
right.
As revealed in our preview of South Park, the whole game has a difficulty slider. Just like a lot of games, but the harder you make it, the darker your character. Yeah, you're right.
So the harder you make the game, the darker your character will become.
That's insane. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
As Kjartman helpfully points out, this doesn't affect combat, just every other aspect of your whole life. That is like, fucking mental.
If there's one kind of game or like studio or whatever that would get away with something, I guess it's going to be that game.
And I have an actual screenshot here of the rednecks, you know, in South Park pointing at a black character.
Have you got it?
Like slightly. Just before my screenshot cut off.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the game. The game isn't doing anything wrong. It's like, they're just saying.
Yeah.
But why like, though?
I know.
Because like, that's America's like that.
America is like that, yeah.
It's like...
We mean no offense, of course.
Here.
Would you quit?
Stop.
No, I know what you mean. When is this game out? Is it not this year?
I don't know.
Pod, you got the news.
Is it this year?
I have a clue.
I'm going to be honest with you, boys. Every time I tell you something, I delete it. I move on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it did, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a good game, too, like.
The
original had some fucking messed up shit as well. Like,
oh yeah, completely. Did you play the original?
I played enough of it that I seen the fucking the screen that comes up and says this isn't allowed to be seen in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Some bits were cut out. Shit. That's how like raw it was.
Yeah.
The Xbox One X Project Scorpio Edition sold out in less than 24 hours. Apparently sold out on Amazon within 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty cool. Like.
Yeah, I read their numbers are, like, for obviously pre-orders and all that. I think it was you that was telling me or just doing
I think it's their best ever for an Xbox console.
Yeah. That's...
You can see why, though.
That's good to see.
Yeah, but it was surprising because it's the most expensive one as well. Like.
Diddles, this is for you. I don't know if you got it or not. EA has given the clearest hint so far that Mass Effect Andromeda may not be the last one.
It was never meant to be. Well, it's just that it was released so poorly and made so bad.
Yeah, critical things.
And now they're like, should we buy it? I would hate to see that series die like that because the games were so good.
Something I'm really looking forward to, actually. When is it due? Next summer.
Yeah.
A Jurassic World game on consoles and stuff. You build your own
park,
theme park, and all. Shit, I'd be putting dinosaurs everywhere.
I could do that.
Fucking eating everybody.
I enjoy that.
I think I would enjoy that just for the messing around aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. You're like Sims.
I think it would get very boring very quickly. Maybe though, that's the only thing.
Sims, but with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Guys, we've seen Destiny 2 release last week.
Might as well.
Yeah. There is a big investigation about the PS4 crashing issue that is going on. So Bungie and Sony have publicly acknowledged an issue when playing Destiny 2 on PS4 Pro and are now working hard to fix the problem. Apparently it causes the system to crash, and that Bungie acknowledged the issue in a post on one of its forums, noting that some players have had luck in reducing how often it occurs by turning off the HDCP settings on their console.
Oh, of course, the HDCP.
This by means is obviously a no long-term fix, and both the developer and PlayStation support have said that they're working to resolve the error. However, it doesn't seem to be hampering Destiny 2's success, as it's already surpassed 1.2 million concurrent players online. It's pretty incredible. We kind of knew the game was going to do well, obviously based off the first game's massive success, and obviously the DLCs that went with that. Obviously, you and I aren't playing it.
No.
And not enjoying it. You may be able to enjoy it and play it if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't like the first one.
So unfortunately, that's nothing that we're going to be touching on. Sorry if you're a massive
PS4 fucking glitch crashing fuckery.
Yeah, they're getting very frequent with this now. I'm not enjoying
it. It's just happened coming threes, these things.
Yeah. The next one, all PS4s will break at once.
Come here, did you see the blatant favoritism that Bungie have displayed for PS4s over Xbox? It's actually incredulous. Have you seen this?
I think I might have.
Yeah, like if you want to buy like season pass or something on PS4, it's $49.99 on Xbox, £50.
I know.
Explain that to me.
It's unbelievable.
Explain that to me.
Yeah. They have nothing for you, do you?
It's ridiculous. You know,
sit here all night.
That was floating about for a while. Like.
Yeah.
Activision, based on the popularity of Crash, are now, without saying as much, have basically said Spyro is next.
Spyro, interesting.
Mm.
Have they? They obviously haven't confirmed that. Like, they're hinting at it.
The main guy in charge has basically said, "Look, no one expected Crash to do half as well as it did. We really didn't. We have the next one already lined up, and people are just sort of jumping on the bandwagon. It has to be Spyro.
I think it could be Crash Team Racing.
Could be Crash Team Racing.
I think.
Part of me would love to see Spyro.
Part of me would like to see Crash Team Racing, I think, more so than
really?
That. Yeah.
Fuck, I love Spyro.
I'm just not a big fan of remastering old games.
There you go. So bring
you've
me
never, you've never said.
No, but I mean, don't, like, I'd rather them take like a lesser game in my mind than something like Spyro.
Well, I'd take Spyro. I probably wouldn't play it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Another cool thing though is BBC Three, it's an online platform now.
Yeah.
It got rid of the channel. It is now going to be hosting esports. For 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
That is pretty cool though. Like,
it's pretty big, yeah.
No one else does.
There's
it.
So much money in it.
Yeah.
Sure dog.
Oh, like what was it, like the prize fund for like the, was it Smite there like a couple of months ago or
14
something?
Zillion or something?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like a couple of million prize fund. It's phenomenal what it's grown to like. Just touching on the Xbox you said before, what did you say? It's sold out. They're now, Microsoft have teamed up with a DJ duo, Chainsmokers, to create the first of the Xbox, custom Xbox with built-in lighting system.
Oh.
And what is to be part of a larger initiative that will see Microsoft create custom consoles.
Custom consoles. They already do that with the controller.
What's that got to do with them too?
Because these are the first that they've come along with is just they teamed up with those two. Chains apparently workers. They're, I don't know, Xbox players. I don't really care.
Bruh.
But the point is that the Xbox are now launching this initiative that will see probably people cool, be able like, to customize their
pretty
own
cool,
Xbox. I think it's like, phenomenal. I'd love to see PlayStation.
Have you ever used the? Do you remember when we were in America?
Yeah, Florida, you create your own controller.
Create your controller, like your own custom colors and stuff like. Yeah. It is pretty cool.
It's yeah, class.
I can appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I just don't like chainsmokers.
Oh, right, yeah. We'll detach those from the project, and you're in.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
But I can see this going. I think it's very obviously with the One X coming along. It's like. It was something very similar to like it's the closest thing to a PC, but being a console. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean.
You can custom design it. Yeah, stuff. Okay, yeah.
Do we know anybody that's custom designed a PC who built it from scratch?
Right? Sinker, who's not with us tonight, unfortunately.
Anyone else?
Ooh, I R.I.P. Morbid.
He was just back from Paris.
Okay.
He's not dead.
He's grand.
He's not dead. I got killed off 3 times last season.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
But he keeps coming back.
No, I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, you kept killing me off.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck's sake, didn't
we're the only ones that haven't been killed.
You just keep coming back with your fucking plague.
I have got some other news, but we'll touch on that after because I wanted to bring it up specifically. Diddle, did you hear anything this week?
Yeah, I heard some stuff.
What did you hear?
I'll tell you in a quick moment, Chris.
Okay.
Unfortunate timing, I know.
Let's see, though. There was something I was meant to say to you, both.
Oh.
I can't remember what it was then.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, while he's away at the bathroom, would you like some on this day?
Go on ahead. I didn't think it was coming.
He has an enormously small bladder. And
I love how we can hear him, though.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't shout from the bathroom, Dave.
Yeah,
Dave.
Enormously small.
So, on this day, which obviously is making a jolly comeback.
Which is the 12th of September.
12th
although
of
September. You'll be seeing it on the 15th.
Yeah, of course. 12th of September 2014, Oscar Pistorius is found guilty of the probable homicide of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. 12th of September 2011, the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York City opens to the public. And in 1919, so we're going back a couple of years, Adolf Hitler joins the German Workers' Party, which is later the Nazi Party. Big day.
It was a big day.
It was.
The dust.
Sorry, it was a big day. Yeah.
No, but Oscar Pistorius accidentally shot his his girlfriend, who he thought was burgling the house. You know,
yeah,
fucking bullshit.
I know. I watched a couple of like documentaries on that trial, and I was kind of just watching it the whole time, just being like, "Are they really like?" I think it's just so silly the way that a jury still has to sit and listen to this, even though it's like. Come on.
I know. But like,
come on.
My house has been robbed in the middle of the night. First thing I do, up.
Yeah.
Get up the fuck.
Yeah.
There's someone in the house.
Exactly.
The kids.
Yeah.
You know, he like gets up himself, grabs his shotgun.
Yeah.
Points it at the toilet door. You know, poof.
Didn't he crawl from the bed or something without his legs?
I would assume so.
Yeah. No, but I mean like, or did he take the time to put his legs on? There was something real fishy about it. There was like, did he crawl and shoot or something through the door, or did he actually take the time to put his legs on and make his way? There's something about it.
Is that how they're arguing it was premeditated? Because he had the time to.
Well, let's say
I don't know how he put his legs on.
Let's say he did put them on. Like
I don't know how you put a leg on.
Slipped them on like shoes.
I'm trying to say during all that time, I can assume like I would have to assume that that's not a quick process. Although if you've been doing it for so many years, you'd probably be quicker than most. But that's still going to take a good minute or two.
Could be like. Not magnetic, but like, you know, it kind of just. Yeah, like. I gotta stop because people listening to this are just thinking I'm a horrible person.
No, we're not horrible people. We're just saying he's guilty as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with that. It was like, yeah, it's terrible. Terrible thing. Like, I mean.
Oh, it's terrible for the young girl to die.
Yeah. That's what?
We'll not make light of the situation or we're not. I don't know. We'll take it seriously.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Like, yeah, we are.
From it.
We'll move past it.
But yeah, getting back to where were we beforehand? You were going to tell us some of your news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, my news. Oh. Do you have to go to the toilet again, Dee?
Yeah, I do.
Here we go. Genuinely thought he was literally just grabbing his phone. He's left us an awful lot, Pat.
He has. It's like he doesn't want to be here.
You're just carrying this at the minute, you know?
Oh, hi, guys.
Okay, head us up with your news because I want to discuss something.
I was at the toilet.
That we brought up last weekend.
I go to the toilet a lot.
That we brought up last week?
No, he brought it up.
Oh, he brought it up
last weekend, yeah.
All right, so I'll go on to that next. I'll start with this. Player Unknown Battleground.
PUBG?
PUBG.
PUBG.
Has hit 1 million concurrent players on Steam.
I'm not surprised. It looks great.
It's an early access game. So like Destiny has 1.2 and it's a fully fledged complete game on PC.
PS4.
Well, no, it's not on PC yet, but it's on PS4 and Xbox.
Yeah.
1.2 million. Steam, early access game made by like a fairly small studio, 1.1 million concurrent.
That's amazing, though.
It's incredible.
It's coming to Xbox and probably PS4 soon.
I would really enjoy that, I think.
The premise. I love
it. Is it online only, I'm assuming? Oh, yeah. It can't be anything else. Well, it could be if they wanted it.
Huh?
Yeah. It's an online battle arena.
Battle arena.
You could play robots, battle though, if they wanted to do it offline. Couldn't you?
Probably could, like, but it'd be like 1 year.
I can know that, yeah. You'd win all the time.
The thrill of it is actually not knowing where the people are.
And then that it closes you in.
You know where they are. They're in the water.
In the fucking water.
In the water. That riot stag, though.
The other piece of news, the thing that really, like, fucking got me this week is, it's a game actually that's coming out at the end of this month, Cuphead. It's Xbox/PC/PC World exclusive. And it's like a... Have you seen any of it? No.
No. I haven't even heard of it.
It's like a... Like 1930s, 1940s cartoons, like hand-drawn cartoons, animation style. And it has, it's all been like hand-drawn, the entire, like all the animations for the game. So it's pretty cool in that respect. But it's meant to be like quite a difficult game from like the reviewers who have played it. Like, you know, you have to like be like nailing the controls and stuff to get through it. And there's this guy from, I'll just get it, I think it's VentureBeat was the website. VentureBeat, yeah. And he was playing it. And he was awful at it. Like, truly, truly awful at it. There's a video floating about that he put up himself. And it's like 25 minutes. And he struggles with the tutorial. Like,
there's things
on the screen that say jump and then dash.
But this guy is a reviewer. You know, he writes for, this is his job.
Yeah. He's a tacky guy. Like, he covers like more than just games, but he was like reviewing.
Well, then it shows you how difficult it's going to be.
But this is the thing. People aren't, like, he's a lot worse than the standard, like. He's really, really bad at the game, and he says I suck at this game and all. Like, basically, it just raised a lot of questions. Like, you know, do you have to be good to be able to review these games? Like,
or can do you though?
This is the question.
Is this the guy that couldn't jump over the wall?
Yeah,
spent ages trying to jump over.
So, Pat, there's a video going about. We can't rewatch it now because we don't have access to internet, but it's going about. I'll link it to you later. Maybe we'll link it on this. Probably won't. But it's like there's a little like small jump you can make over the wall, and then there's a big jump that you can't jump over normally. And like, it's fairly obvious what you have to do. It actually is written on the wall behind you. You have to jump and do this like dash function.
Right.
And it's just telling you to do it, right? And like in this area, so you kind of know what you have to do to get over. This guy's on it for like a good 2 minutes, and he just keeps like trying to jump over the wall, and he can't jump high. And he just keeps doing it. He just keeps doing it. He just keeps doing it. And you're getting so frustrated watching him. You're just like, wise up and just do it right, will you? And it's just so bad. And it's just not like a hard game. It's a lack of understanding of what you're supposed to do. Like, and it's like, this guy's going to review that game. What other games has he reviewed, you know?
But what did he have to do to get over the wall?
You jump and then dash in the air.
You're not listening, Chris.
No, I zoned out there for like a little second.
But the only thing is, I don't think you necessarily have to be good at the game to review it.
See, that's interesting. Like, I would think you have to have a basic competency in games.
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
I wouldn't trust a review. By someone who, like, I wouldn't trust a review from him knowing that.
Yeah.
That
like, if you went in to review a Gears of War game for us, I would not trust your review.
Why?
Because it's. I prefer someone who knows a bit more of Xbox and specifically the actual series that is Gears of War.
My arguing point is there from someone from a fresh perspective that isn't the biggest
fresh
Xbox
perspective,
fan.
Yeah, but
probably,
that's what I mean.
Has never played one of the games you.
No,
like,
yeah.
Your favorite of the thing you should give me to play. And that would genuinely be an honest review.
Better, maybe example. Yeah, I wouldn't have like someone who plays Candy Crush review Gears of War.
Paddy plays Candy Crush.
I play Family Crush.
Family Crush?
Yeah, it's Family Guy's version. Class.
Oh, okay.
Man, they'll just do a version of everything, won't they?
Yeah.
But that it's just an interesting.
It opens up a big question there. Like, yeah, do you have to be good?
You know, so we sort of agree. You need to have the basic. The minimum basic skills.
Or do you? You're kind of the opinion, like, I mean,
well,
like,
do you think you just need to be a good writer?
Good journalist, like?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily, because, like, I think you could ruin a game's reputation there.
You could, but, I mean, he is only.
I don't think you necessarily have to be fantastic at games to give an honest
I think you need to have a good understanding and concept of games and how they work to give a good review. I think someone who.
It depends on what he's reviewing. If he's saying, I don't know what game I'd pick here, but the movement of the character's very sluggish. That could be
that could be the thing
yeah. for the game, though, that might always have been the way and they're staying with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You see, like,
so I can understand he'd need an idea of previous games or whatever. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think you necessarily have to be great. I'm not the best at Call of Duty.
I don't think you have to be great at games. But you have to be able to, like, play through and finish a game to review it. And most people don't finish the games, and I understand that. But, like, and I don't mean to be dissing this guy. Like, I mean, he was bad at the game. That's fair enough. Like, I'm just, like, in the wider sort of spectrum of things. Like, I'm thinking, you know, like, you would have to be good. You'd have to be a big fan of films to review a film. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't trust the opinion of someone who, like, God, I don't know, a food critic reviewing a film.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't, because they're just different.
I wouldn't trust a film critic reviewing Feud.
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 The new film.
The new film. when it comes to any sort of cuisine, do not take their opinion.
No, do not. Yeah. But if a guy who's good at reviewing mobile phones reviews a game, they're kind of the same kind of tacky kind of sphere.
Yeah.
Like, I think
someone from a different
games,
from a different fucking.
You need to know your shit. Thing,
yeah,
fair enough.
That's a good point. I'm glad that you brought that up.
That's more of a discussion than news. That was just in the news. That's been
I like that, though. And if you have any, obviously, thoughts and opinions on that, do let us know. Do you think you need to
be...
The question we pose this week is, do you need to be good at games to be a game reviewer, or do you just need to be a good journalist to review a game? Yeah?
You have it.
I got it.
You have it.
You got it too. We all got it.
Put your thoughts in the comments below.
guys, what we're actually, before we move on anymore, we put a competition up for our $20, because you're getting it in dollars because it's cheaper, Amazon gift card. So one of you guys, I will hold the hat.
You are going to pick one.
Should we do it together?
I've never done this before.
Do you put our names in this?
You're just closer. You just do it.
Paddy, how can I clarify that you've put everybody's name into this app?
Well, I took a picture. No, genuinely everybody's name is in it. Mine's in it twice. So if my name comes out, $20.
So this is everybody that entered.
Everybody that reviewed our Facebook page, these are all in here.
Yeah, from the Facebook page has and started this reviews. Thank you.
There's 16 reviews.
And a big thank you to everybody
17.
That has.
17 reviews. 17 names. 1 in 17 chance. Good luck, good luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Where's my name?
Do you want to pick it out? I'll read it, or will I pick it out? You read it. You pick it out, I'll read it.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to shuffle them up? Do you give them a good stir?
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to be $20 richer?
I will
give you it in pounds.
I got my pick.
You know, we'll stretch.
All right.
The winner of our...
I'm not sure you can read it because Chris is laughing. Are you laughing at who's the one? Who's won it?
No.
All right, okay.
The winner of the $20 Amazon gift card Rooney is Desi Connolly.
Well done, Desi.
Yes, $20 gift card is on its way.
Is it really $20?
No, it's £20.
What is going on? Time you change it back.
Post it back.
Well done, Desi. Congratulations. But thank you to everybody that has taken the time out to leave us a review. Obviously, we say it all the time, but hearing back from you and getting feedback from you is
vital.
Is probably the most crucial thing for us at the minute, for us to expand and to grow and to really understand what people want to hear and what they enjoy hearing.
Yeah, because a few of our reviews have said, you know, I watch to a certain point and then you talk about games and we no longer stay at that point, you know.
So
we're what have you been playing lately?
and we've done nothing but gaming tonight, but we are going to include the series goes on, films.
Desi there, if you have actually stuck with us to this point, get in contact with the Facebook page and
we'll hook you up. As well.
$20 Amazon-y gift or Rooney voucher.
But like I said, we're going to be, as the series goes on, we're going to include games, films, tech, and I don't know. We have a few things planned that may or may not come to light.
But if of course you don't fancy sticking around to listen to the games and stuff, remember you can use the timestamps available below to skip through to any point of the podcast. We'll highlight what we talk about and where, so you can avoid all the gaming mumbo jumbo if you're not into that, or skip right to that if you don't like to hear us talk about ourselves, gentlemen. I wanted to bring this up specifically for Paddy and obviously for everybody else there because I was actually there that night. Last weekend, we went to see the film It.
Ah, yes.
So
who did?
The film It. Me, myself, Dee, and a couple of our friends.
I didn't even know it was out last week.
Last weekend was the first weekend.
Saturday.
So we should probably give a little context to this story, first of all. So the opening night of the film It.
Where did you go?
The opening night of the film It, and we decided to leave. For our not local Omniplex theater, but the one further away, the Craigavon Omniplex. We decided to head out roughly about half an hour before the film was due to start, the half nine showing. So we picked up our friend on the way. We made a mad dash for there. We thought, you know, we weren't thinking that it was the opening night of possibly one of the biggest movies that had our screens this year. It just wasn't a viable thing. We thought loads of room, not a problem. Anyway, we got there. Place was absolutely full. We walked through the doors and immediately there's the little placard, the little card thing saying all seats for the 9:30 show sold out. But thankfully for the opening weekend, there was a 10:30 show, probably one of the latest shows I've ever seen in a cinema around here, bar like a midnight. And we decided to hang about for the half 10. Mm-hmm. So we went up to get our tickets for the half 10, sold out.
What? Did you miss that? Why didn't you just go up?
We did. That's what I mean. We went up. At this point, it was about just before 10.
No, but no, I mean, no. See, when you
got
there, why didn't you just stay in line and book the half 10 show?
We did. We walked up, sold out.
No, it wasn't sold out. There were the very front row. There was
scarce seats.
Yeah.
Scarce seats, or you could take the very front row, and obviously you never take the front row. Yeah. Or you're going to have a very sore neck.
No, that was like 25 past 9 that we
did. Yeah, actually.
That's ridiculous.
I know, yeah. So we weren't thinking at all. So we quickly Googled to see what the seats were like, obviously, in our local Armagh Theatre, and we decided to head there. We got in. Place was empty, as per usual. We got our seats. We got actually quite decent seats in the back row.
Seats, yeah.
I have to say, it did. It filled up okay.
It did all right
for the film. We waited
for half 10. Like
we waited about. Should we talk food talk first? Should we talk? You're doing your intermittent fast.
Oh yeah, I'm doing. Yeah.
So explain to the people.
So I don't eat. I start eating.
I don't eat food.
I don't eat food. Yeah. I say, I just believe all food is bad for you. If you're not drinking water, you're fucked, basically.
Well,
but what I've started doing is I don't eat. I don't eat.
I don't eat food.
I don't eat.
I don't eat breakfast. Come on, spit it out.
That's now. Come on now. No. I don't eat breakfast. I start eating at 1, stop eating at about 7
p.m.
p.m. So I've got like a 6-hour eating window. That's when I eat, and then I don't eat.
Right through to 1 o'clock the next day.
I fast for the rest of the time, right?
And does that work?
Yeah, it's good for me. So I lost like 1.2 kg in a week.
Jesus.
It's good for me. But that's my first week, so I'll probably lose a bit more that way. But I'm just trying this thing out, right? And it works pretty well. Quite happy with it. So what do we do for food on Saturday? I got my dinner in that, naturally enough.
Yeah, I made a selection of goujons.
That's right. Yeah, so I had food.
Since I'm a goujon connoisseur.
Meeting him. We left for the cinema like about 20 to 9? No, it was about half 8. 20 past
half 8 or so we left, yeah.
We went in the road and got a couple of pies and we went on to thinking. My plan was just to get a large zero Coke Zero, depending on the whoever takes your fancy, right? And that's all I was going to drink is out there. No food, right? No popcorn or nothing. I thought it'd be grand, no bother at all. And didn't get that in Craigavon, obviously, because we weren't going to go there. Back to Armagh. I was like, all right, that's no bother. So we went down, we were there early, got our tickets and that. We said, we'll not get food now, we'll kill a bit of time before we get the food and then go on in. Went up then, maybe 20 minutes after that, and I was like, right, one large Coke Zero, please. And she was like, we do actually have Coke Zero, but it's just too foamy. You explain that to me, like. It's too foamy.
After working in this establishment, I know exactly what's wrong.
What's wrong, Pat?
I'm not going to tell you.
Cool. I understand.
They piss on the Coke Zero.
No, I can clarify. I can clarify this as well. The Coke Zero, regardless of whether you change it regularly or not, does have this issue that all it does is foam.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you can't have a drink. It means it takes a hell of a long time to pour the drink.
Realistically, it would have took about 5 minutes to fill it, because you fill it up, you let the foam die. You fill it up again, you let the foam die.
And it's the same thing. Even if it had been out, it's only a matter of changing a canister or whatever. But anyway. you couldn't.
So I couldn't get my Coke Zero. So I kind of fucked my plan of like no calories tonight. And I was like, what else you got? And he's like, oh, there was like Sprite Zero or some shit like that.
But no, just regular Sprite.
No Sprite Zero. I don't know. She, just the option was like, none of that's doing it for me. Diet Coke. And I was like, yeah, couldn't drink a fucking lot of that. No way. Make me sick.
Could have got a bottle of water.
Could have got a bottle of water, he says. And I could have done that. That's true. But I was going to the cinema.
And you didn't want to pay like fucking 3 hours.
I didn't want a large bottle of water. So I was kind of fucked. I wanted a Coke. And I got a Coke. Regular Coke. Full of calories. At that point, I have to consume calories. So I got a large combo deal instead. At about 10:30.
So he came for
2.5 hours past my eating window closed. Real quick. So, yeah. I mean, like...
I understand,
you know,
where he's coming from, though.
You
got it. Yeah.
You can't go through your plans.
So personally, I just would have waited on the phone today, down.
Yeah.
Who was on?
No, she said she couldn't do it. She never explained this... 5 minute crash.
Chris, why didn't you set the man right?
I wasn't there at the
time. He was talking to other people.
I wasn't there.
I was in there solo. Hey, let's back up.
I'll go to always back you up.
I don't know what's going on with these two tonight.
I have no
idea. Not
either.
Even D. He's doing nothing. He's just getting picked on by
picked
Chris.
On.
Picked on. He likes it.
Well, that might be.
Apparently, I like it. I don't know. I feel like I'm being. It's like you're a predator, Chris, and you're using me.
I'm just glad I got my own seat.
Okay, so we got our food. I got myself a large combo as well. Delicious. Obviously with a Sprite, because it's the best Sprite in the West. The best Sprite in the West.
In the East.
In the East.
Northeast.
In the North, in the West. The best Sprite.
Do you know all this talk of drink I have to...
I have ever had comes from this establishment, believe it or not. I swear to God. I have had many fountain drinks of Sprite. I have had Sprite in bottles, Sprite in cans, Sprite in glass bottles, Sprite coming out the wazoo. But Pad, I have never had Sprite... like this Sprite. And again, there was always a problem with the little machine. It didn't pour it properly, and it's always quite bubbly and it's quite foamy, and it's delicious. It's just the perfect balance of fizzy, and I'm not going to say flat because that would turn a lot of people off, but yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's ice cold.
Yeah.
And it's a large drink.
I'm just not a big Sprite fan.
Neither am I. I hate Sprite every other time. Wouldn't drink it out of a can, wouldn't drink it out of a bottle, wouldn't drink it anywhere else. Bar out of this fountain. It's
right.
The only place I will drink it, and it has to be that specific fountain.
I
don't go to
the
other
one over there.
No, don't go to this one. Don't go to that one. Go to this one. I just know.
How do you know, Chris?
I just know.
Did you ever work here or something?
I might have done. So I got myself a large popcorn as well. Oddly enough, and I want to bring this up. A friend of ours, Liam, and if you're watching this, Liam, thank you for staying tuned this far. He decided to go with the hot nut selection. So like the Saharas, you know.
Yes.
He didn't get a drink because he had a bottle of water. And I felt really, really bad for him because the film was only on about 20, 30 minutes. And he was like, I'm going to go get myself a drink. But being that that was the last show of the night, the shop had closed.
Yeah.
And I didn't cop it on until he had left. Then he came back and he was like, no, the shop's closed. So I'm sorry I didn't cop that on. He should have got a drink.
Did you tell him when he came back that you had...
I was watching the film.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Occupied.
It would have made it so much worse for the man.
I knew.
Anyway, let me jump in. Let us get into...
So you made Liam walk. You made him walk all the way to the shop.
I wasn't thinking. I was too busy concentrating.
And you let me not get my dad.
That's the problem, Chris. You don't think.
Okay, he's got to leave before we even get into the reason why I brought this up.
Go on ahead.
Okay, so this is what we do now. We just walk about set.
We can only have three of us on the couch and in the scene at one time for a certain period of time. One of us has to leave. Secret behind the camera there.
Okay, so
he's up, isn't it?
D.
Egypt.
Okay. Explain the Pad your cinema experience.
Where am I looking now with Pad? Is Pad in still here?
Just explain to me.
New Photoshop Pad back in.
To the people listening to the audio. What happened that because we came out of this film, amazing film by the way. But
yeah.
We'll get to that. The experience itself.
Of the film.
Yeah, remember the cinema goers experience, if you like. You as a person in that theater, you weren't happy.
The crowd in that cinema, the worst crowd I've ever experienced.
What, staff or people?
People.
Yeah. Why?
Because they're awful people.
Tell me, dude.
Phones. Everyone was on their fucking phone. Right,
was
you
the
go
film
to a
bad?
Dark. The film was great.
The
film
excellent.
Is solid, right? Don't worry about the film. It's the people in the theater. They were awful. So that their phones out, full brightness, because that's just naturally what you do in a dark room.
Now, I have to say, at first I thought, you know, when the credits and stuff were on, I was like, oh, it's okay, you know, they're on their phone. Sometimes I do it, I check my phone or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be fine when the movie starts.
Never stopped.
I had to say it.
There was one girl sitting in front of me here, and I'm not sure if there was one out that side.
There was one over to the left of me, and they were taking pictures. They were flashing on their fucking camera.
You know, why didn't you say?
Is that the iPhone that has that strobe thing there?
No, I don't know what. That was in front of us.
Yeah.
When the phone rings, you know, it flashes.
You know that? Like,
yeah.
Right. Why
did you not say to her?
Fuck up.
I kicked her seat a couple of times.
You know.
I'm not proud of what I did, but I kind of like gently nudged it, making. But I could see that the people here were getting quite anxious about it too. They weren't pleased with what was going on. Aye. But she kind of tucked it away then, and I thought that was it. And then I don't know if the phone came back out. Don't. I don't know if the phone came back out, but I didn't really notice it then. But the actual experience.
They were just annoying. But it only ever happened like intermittently, and you were like, again, like, what the fuck?
It wasn't even that annoyed me. It was, you know, the way sometimes, like, and I can understand this, you go to a horror movie and there's like a big scare or whatever, and everybody kind of laughs and talks for like, you know, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, you know. This wasn't a movie that I found to be, we've discussed this as well. Like,
it's not like a terrorizing film.
It's not jump, 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 like, you know. No. But people were continually talking.
Yeah.
Like between themselves. And it wasn't even like, you know, like a whisper. It was like a mumble, a constant mumble throughout the film. And it was just like, oh my God.
I'd have fucking got my money back for a start.
Why did you pay to come here if you're going to sit in your phone or talk?
Yeah.
There were some people like, I don't know. They just fucking hell. Like,
it was a terrible, terrible crowd, I have to say.
Just a bad crowd. It didn't actually harm the film, you know, for me. Like, the film was still solid.
Thanks
still
for the invite.
Sometimes, though, I do say... I have said to you, though, Dee, that sometimes a crowd like that can make a movie as well.
Yeah, but a good crowd. Like,
yeah.
Like a crowd that's like laughing along with people.
It was a fantastic crowd.
I went to see The Conjuring 2, and the crowd in that made that movie as well.
Yeah. I seen it and it was very, very like subtle, like not the crowd wasn't really involved at all.
It's like the room builds with the energy.
I went to the opening night and it was quite a young crowd and it was kind of like that kind of, oh, and then everybody burst out laughing and then, you know.
That sounds pretty cool. Our Conjuring 2 experience, I wish was like that because there was no let up.
Yeah.
It was just constant like, you know, like, and then everyone was still stiff. Like, no, there was no like, you know, relaxation after the climax. It was just like, there's more.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The film
was good.
Was an incredible experience as well. And I wanted to bring this up. There is, for those of you watching or listening, whatever, here's 20 seconds to shut off because there's a bit of a spoiler here.
Can Pad do that?
Oh no, he can. It's okay. It's only the after credit, so it's later on.
I actually can't hear.
Okay. Okay, D, I'm talking
Pad
to you. You
is a bollocks.
I'll give you a thumbs up, Pad, and we're good to come
really
back.
Like them. He'll hear this when he listens back. Fuck. What?
So the after credit sequence.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm probably better. I'll explain this to you in the car on the way home.
Cool.
It's a much.
He'll still be there, but.
Okay. I'm gonna explain it to him later. I realize that this is not the medium in which to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody dies.
I'm literally sorry for wasting 20 seconds of everyone's time listening.
20 seconds and 20 seconds of our battery life, Chris.
Also on the film note, did you hear the news that the director Colin Trevorrow, is that his name? The director for Star Wars Episode 9 has been let go. Apparently, the statement that came out that just said that he and Disney were seeing the film in like two different lights, if you know what I mean. As of this morning, it's confirmed we have another director. J.J. Abrams.
Back?
Back.
Back for episode nine.
So he did, obviously, The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And now he's back to write and direct.
I thoroughly enjoyed The Force Awakens.
So
thoroughly enjoyed it.
Big bit of movie news if you're a Star Wars
story,
fan.
My story or love affair with Star Wars goes this far. When I was a kid, we got Sky in. This was obviously fucking amazing. Movie package was on. Star Wars was on.
Uh-huh.
So I got myself comfortable, a few snacks, on came Star Wars, I got 20 minutes in, never looked back. Never will I watch another one, ever.
Oh, this is the original Star Wars? This is
fucking don't know what one it was. But
it was
shite.
One of the prequels.
Yeah, probably was a prequel, yeah.
That's probably
I'm assuming. This is coming from someone who still has yet to watch it.
Part of me wants to watch it because so many people love it. There's such a huge fan base, and I'm wondering am I missing something, but I guess I'll never know.
If you just watch the newest, the Episode 7, without any, like, previous films been seen, like, you'll get it, like, it's grand. That's a good film too.
I will not,
because I didn't really care for Star Wars. I watched it because I wanted to have seen it all.
Yeah.
And like I watched all the films. And I was like, that's a good series. And I was like, but it's not like I wouldn't go mad about it. But episode 7, I really, really enjoyed.
I'm still very much waiting to get stuck in. As you know, I've got the collection on Blu-ray sitting at the house, and I just haven't committed myself to putting in. It actually got to the point where my procrastination level was so high. Like, it got, this is how bad it was. I knew I had a couple of days off. I was set. Star Wars came down off the shelf for the first time from I put it up there at Christmas. It was ready to go into the PlayStation to watch in Blu-ray in all its glory. I went up, I made myself a cup of tea, and I thought, you know what, I'd actually love to watch. And I did. Lord of the Rings back to back. Swear to God.
Fair enough.
Extended edition back to back.
Brilliant.
Never looked back.
I don't think that this is something I talked about before. I don't think I could watch. I don't think I'd enjoy watching the extended edition of Lord of the Rings.
If there's a film that doesn't need it, it was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. No, I think definitely it heightens the experience.
Maybe it does. But I know I won't.
I do love Lord of the Rings. I won't watch the Lord of the Rings, but
I'll be put off by that timeline. The length of the film.
I don't know. Like,
it breaks it up nicely. Like, yeah, if you watch like the DVDs, obviously. You know, bricks it. You watch
the DVDs, have to split it.
Yeah, they split it over two discs.
What's the difference? Like, how long are we talking?
I think maybe like 40 minutes per
film.
Per film, yeah. Just cut scenes that were cut that weren't necessarily there. Some of the scenes that were cut from the originals are like some of my favorite scenes.
40 minutes is a lot to add on to a Lord of the Rings film.
It is
4 minutes.
Believe me.
I can take 4 minutes.
Believe me when I say that it does add to the experience. There's just that wee bit more, but it's not more that you're like, oh, this is just so boring. It's like more that it's like, oh yeah, it's not like The Hobbit.
Would you go as far as to say it makes it better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've watched the extended, watched them on TV, watched the original, and I watched them, and obviously I love The Lord of the Rings, so I don't complain, but I could never watch them again. I'm watching the extended, because I know now. Where whenever I see it on TV, I'm like, oh, but they missed out that scene, and it shows. And normally when I watch it with people and they're watching it, I'm like, oh, by the way, this happens, and it's awesome. But anyway, we'll get back to that. Yeah,
I recently purchased the trilogy on Blu-ray, the standard trilogy for like £8. All three.
Jesus, films. That's brilliant.
Grand, isn't it? For on Blu-ray, like
that's what I said. If I got that for £8, I'd be all over that.
I'd about two of them.
But it's not the extended edition, like, but sure, it doesn't bother me one bit. I still don't have. I haven't made the time to watch one of them yet. 3 hours, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, how am I going to find time to watch?
You've never watched Lord of the Rings.
I've watched Lord of the Rings, the ones I got on Blu-ray.
Okay then.
I want to like.
We don't have to beat them yet.
But you know what? I've never actually watched it though in a like sequence. Like,
have you not?
I went like, I'm gonna watch one, then two, then three. I've seen one, and then maybe a couple years later seen two, and then like seen half of three, and then seen all of three like a couple years after that.
Do you know what I actually would have watched? This would have been a good few weeks ago now. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Is it good?
I heard it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
really good.
People yeah. were like, it's like the next Harry Potter or something. Like
yeah.
That. I was like, what?
I heard it's like X-Men for kids.
Not a bad description, I suppose.
No? X-Kids. No, X-Kids. No.
It's just a really good, enjoyable film.
Yeah.
It's also one of them ones you can flick the eye brain off and just watch.
The popcorn flick.
It's like,
yeah.
Speaking but like, I'd watch it again.
Just now that we're actually on this, we actually caught up on a couple of big movies over the summer that we've actually completely missed in our podcast. So Spider-Man. Did you see Spider-Man?
No.
You haven't seen Homecoming yet?
But I'm looking forward to it.
Very, very good movie. Good, and possibly up there as my film of the year so far is definitely Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, also excellent. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Literally incredible. I heard
by Jove.
For the first time the other day, someone who came out and didn't enjoy the movie. Somebody didn't
Dunkirk?
Like Yeah, didn't like
I've
it.
Heard a couple of people who didn't like it.
But I mean, yeah, I've heard of people who are just like, oh, I didn't really enjoy that. But this is literally someone who is like,
shit.
That's terrible. And I'm like,
we let people come out of it on Saturday night going, it's shit.
I've probably seen ones looking at their phone.
Probably, actually.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It is a phenomenal. I can't recommend that film.
I don't understand how
you I would actually like to give that another go.
I'm glad they've done it right.
Oh, by
the signs of it, anyway.
Yeah.
But we're. What's better?
What?
Original or re release?
The original is a TV like it's a series, isn't it?
They have a movie
film.
As well. Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah, they have the TV series.
I haven't seen either. I haven't seen the film or the TV series. All I've seen is this one.
I've seen the original.
Obviously,
I've
heard about it.
Do you know that apparently there's a really weird...
Yep. Read about this recently.
Yeah, we'll not bring that
it's
up here.
Is
it? No.
It's meant to be weird. It's in the fucking book.
Yeah, apparently the kids, the Loser Club.
Yeah.
Is that what they're known as?
But they're fairly young children, like teenagers.
Yeah, they have a... giant orgy.
They're 13 in the film, like. That's in that's written in the book, and like apparently whenever Stephen King gets asked about it, he's like
I didn't.
Apparently people have a lot. I don't know if he talks like this.
Stephen King, ladies and gentlemen.
He's like, yeah, like apparently people have an issue with this orgy scene, but they don't mind the fact that, like, you know, there's a bunch of kids who get gruesomely murdered. That's his response.
It's true.
But I'm kind of like, he also, this is not really.
He also said, though, that, like, you know, back then it wasn't seen as such a bad thing. I'm like, a kid's orgy at any time is not a great thing.
It was a simpler time.
Apparently, he said it's the transition from childhood to adulthood. Yeah. Which,
Stephen King,
I can think of other ways to transition, Stephen.
He's so fucking Bar hit and miss, Stephen King.
Like, yeah.
You know, have you ever seen Pet Sematary? Pet Sematary.
Yeah. Did he write that?
He wrote that shit.
Oh man!
Boy, he's like, it's one of, like, apparently it's one of his best books.
I've seen.
It might be a fucking good book, but let me tell you this: it's a fucking terrible film.
I don't know.
But then, on the other hand, you have like The Shining.
I know. What went wrong?
But it's different people making films, like.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's like Michael Bay had made The Shawshank Redemption. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, Andy Dufresne breaks out of prison.
Yeah, these massive shots of twirling prisons.
The spoiled fuck. I haven't.
Like, fair enough, but Pet Sematary in itself was just fucking awful. Like, I'm not even watch it.
No, I will watch Pet Sematary at some point. It's just I went through like a film binge there for a while, and I was only watching like Oscar winners and stuff, which was very good.
But it's a fantastic film. I actually meant to give you one night. I don't know if anybody. I'm sure people have seen it. I fucking really love it. There's an excellent twist in it. My Bloody Valentine is called.
Oh,
it was the first film I'd ever seen in 3D.
In 3D. I think you told me this. Yeah.
Not 5 minutes into it, there's a pickaxe come flying. I remember in the cinema going, whoa.
And like ducking, you know, almost.
And it's the only ever 3D film I've seen where it's done correctly.
See, that's when 3D is done right. Yeah. But yeah, no, there's a lot of good films. Obviously, we're going to touch on this as the
series goes on.
And the series goes on. I'm just looking at our time here now, and I think it's just about time we kind of wrap up our initial episode comeback, if you like, because I think we've talked about everything that we can and need to talk about. Dee, you want to jump back in for while we say goodbye to the lovely people? Just before I do,
we're going to wrap up. It's going to be on that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just want to say a couple of things. First and foremost, thank you for staying around for this podcast and obviously all of our content. Remember, you can find this podcast and all of our previous podcasts on our YouTube channel. Just search for Excite Gaming. You will find the audio version of this podcast and all of our previous podcasts, of course, on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, and on you will get an update of the weekly podcast on SoundCloud as well. So you can take us with you on the go there. Do get in touch with us. Drop us a like, a comment, whatever you want. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Get your thoughts and opinions and ideas. We want to start to grow a bit of a community now, I think. And I think that this is about time we do it. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of this one. Thank you to the two guys for coming up tonight and doing this. It's been an immensely pleasurable evening, I have to say.
And thanks to everyone who reviewed as well. And everyone who entered the
and
competition.
Well done to Desi
for all
again
your
for winning.
Support so far. It's been absolutely great. It's and we good. Will be back. Same time, same place next week.
Maybe.
Whole other bunch of wacky topics, comments.
And hopefully, we have a few ideas that we haven't actually...
Yeah, we haven't initiated just yet, but they are coming. So stay tuned for that. And we will see you all
next week.
Thank you guys for being a part.
Goodbye.
Cheers. Goodbye.